بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إن الله عز وجل يقول لأهل الجنة يا أهل الجنة فيقولون لبيك ربنا وسعديك والخير في يديك فيقول هل رضيتم فيقولون وما لنا لا نرضى يا ربنا وقد أعطيتنا ما لم تعطي أحدا من خلقك فيقول ألا أعطيكم أفضل من ذلك فيقولون وأي شيء أفضل من ذلك فيقول وحل عليكم رضواني فلا أسخط عليكم بعده أبدا متفق عليه. Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu ta'ala an says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to the people of Jannah, to the inmates of Jannah, O people of Jannah, they will say, O Allah, we are present, we are at your service, and all goodies in your hands. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask them, are you happy? They will say, why should we not be happy, O Rabb? But as you have given us that which you have not given anybody else from your creation, Allah will say, should I not give you something more than what I have given you, something better than all what I have given you? They will say, Ya Allah, what is there better than what you have given us already? Allah will say, I declare upon you my happiness, my pleasure. I will never become angry with you after this day. So in this hadith we understand this conversation between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the people of Jannah. After Allah ta'ala enters the people of Jannah, the inmates of Jannah, the believers into Jannah, and Allah gives them their dwellings, their abodes, with all the different bounties and favors in Jannah, with the rivers and the palaces and the different type of ni'mas which have been mentioned in different ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the comfort of the believers. And as they enjoying these bounties, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will pose this question. Allah will appear before them and pose this question. And Allah will say, can I not give you something better than all what I have given you? And what is that? Allah will say, I announce to you, I declare to you my happiness, my pleasure. And this is the pleasure Allah ta'ala talks about in the Quran. وَرِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرٌ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure, this is the greatest of achievements. This is ultimate success. This is the final success. Allah says, فَلَا أَسْخَطُ عَلَيْكُمْ بَعْدَهُ أَبَدًا I will never become angry with you after this. It will only be pleasure and pleasure and pleasure. This is eternal pleasure. May Allah ta'ala bless us with this. In other hadiths, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will mention to the people of Jannah, after they have entered into Jannah, Allah will say, do you wish anything more that I could give you? They will say, O Allah, alam tubayyid wujuhana, have you not brightened our faces? Have you not entered us into Jannah? Have you not saved us from Jahannam? What can they be better than all these things? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fayakshifu al-hijab, He will remove this curtain. فَمَا أُعْطُوا شَيْئًا أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّظَرِ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ They will be given nothing more beloved to them than the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Than seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This will be the greatest gift in Jannah. This is mentioned in Muslim Sharif. Like this, there are so many ahadith regarding Jannah and the people of Jannah. Like in one narration, it is mentioned that in Jannah there will be a bazaar, a pavilion, and the people will visit it every week, once a week, or on a Friday. And then suddenly as the men will be there, فَتَهُبُّ رِيحُ الشِّمَالِ A northern wind will just blow on them. فَتَحْفُو فِي وُجُوهِمْ وَثِيَابِهِمْ It will blow onto their faces and their clothing. And this will cause them to increase in beauty. فَيَزْدَادُونَ حُسْنًا وَجَمَالًا So the men are gone to the bazaars. And this wind blows, breeze blows. And everything, the face begins to shine even more. They become more handsome. فَيَرْجِعُونَ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِمْ وَقَدْ إِزْدَادُوا حُسْنًا وَجَمَالًا They return home to their wives in the condition that now they have increased in beauty. فَيَقُولُ لَهُمْ أَهْلُهُمْ So their wives and the family people will tell them, وَاللَّهِ لَقَدْ إِزْدَدْتُمْ حُسْنًا وَجَمَالًا By Allah, you have increased in beauty. Look how more handsome you are looking. فَيَقُولُونَ They will look at their wives and they will say, وَأَنتُمْ وَاللَّهِ And you, By the oath of Allah, by the qasam of Allah, لَقَدْ إِزَّدْتُمْ بَعْدَنَا حُسْنًا وَجَمَالًا. You have increased in beauty after we have left. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just increases the beauty of the inmates of Jannat. There is only pleasure, there is only happiness, there is no pain, there is no suffering. In fact, in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is mentioned that in Jannat a person, the people of Jannat, the inmates of Jannat will eat food and they will drink, but there will be no need for going out and relieving themselves. They won't have to pass any feces or urine or stool or anything. They won't have any mucus coming out of their bodies, from their noses. And they will eat. They will eat and they will eat and they will eat. And so as to digest this food, they will burp. But the burp will not be a stenchy foul smell like that of this dunya. But it will be jusha'un karashil misk, the smell of fragrant musk. Imagine a person is burping. It's only the fragrance of musk emanating. Yulhamuna tasbih wa takbir kama yulhamuna nafas. Just as the person is inspired and to breathe in and out, he doesn't have to command himself to breathe in and out. It becomes a natural thing within him that he is breathing. Like that, every breath will be saying the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and takbir subhanallah, Allahu Akbar. Just naturally, without any difficulty, without any pain. Jannat is not a place for doing any, performing any deeds, because Allah Ta'ala will say, you have performed the deeds in the dunya, now it's only happiness and pleasure and for you to enjoy the rewards in Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of us with the beautiful paradise which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for us. And Rasulullah has mentioned, مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ. It is so beautiful, that no ears have really heard of it, no eyes have seen it, and even the thought has not crossed any person's mind. We can all sit together and plan and think and imagine what Jannat is, but it is nothing compared to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for us. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.